Hello again, everyone. Bernie Miklas back with you on the Bernie Miklas Show on my YouTube channel. Thank you for subscribing. Thanks for all the likes. Thanks for all the comments. And appreciate your support very much. Before we get into the news of the day, the Cardinals, the first Chaim Bloom move, the big move that Chaim Bloom has made. We'll get into that in a moment. You probably heard about it. We'll get into it in a moment, but I know you want to know the hat. 1946 Montreal Royals, when Branch Rickey signed Jackie Robinson to integrate Major League Baseball. The plan was to have Jackie Robinson play a year at AAA and then be promoted to the Brooklyn Dodgers just to kind of get assimilated. That was Jackie Robinson's team. 1 year in the minors, 1946 Montreal Expos. So this is a dandy hat. Love this one. All right, the Cardinals, and maybe we should say Chaim Bloom, but it is the Cardinals. They made their first major move of the offseason. They announced today that they had hired Rob Serfolio, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He will be their assistant general manager in charge of player development and performance. Now, listen, this is an exciting hire. I mean, if this is an indication of where, you know, the kind of people that Chaim Bloom is going to be bringing into this organization, it's a really, really, really good sign. Because when you talk about overhauling the minor leagues and you talk about giving your players that you're preparing for the major leagues, giving them every tool that you can to be ready. A lot of instructors, really good coaching, technological advances, pitching labs, hitting labs. I mean, just on and on and on and on and on. It's a comprehensive project. And Chaim Bloom, his first assignment was, you know, he had to identify and hire someone to oversee all of this. Now, Chaim Bloom's obviously going to be overseeing it, but you know what I'm saying? He's bringing in other leadership to be really prominent in this complete mission to make the Cardinals great again in terms of player development and minor league system. And Serfolio's got an excellent background, and he is highly regarded in baseball circles. I've seen the term in some of the news accounts about this. I've seen the term rising star, you know, in reference to Serfolio, and that might make you, you know, kind of roll your eyes, which is fine. You can do whatever you want, but I actually think it fits because there's been a lot of buzz about him in major league circles because he's 32 years old and he has played a major part in the success of the Cleveland Guardians. And that is a team that continues to outperform their payroll in a tremendous amount of success, with a tremendous amount of success. And that's kind of what Bill DeWitt's looking for. He wants to get back. Again, this ain't about being cheap. It's about getting back to where they were when Bill DeWitt hired Jeff Luhnow. Why waste money? Why throw away money on veterans that aren't as good as you think they are when you can have a terrific minor league system producing all kinds of prospects, funneling that to your big club, payroll efficiency. Then you go out and you fill in the rest with trades and free agency. That is smart baseball, okay? That's not cheap baseball. That is smart baseball. And they have added a really smart guy here today. Let me just, you know, give you his background. He's been part of the Guardians operation since 2015. Now, granted, he was an intern in 2015, but my point is he was still in the middle of all of that and picking up mad knowledge along the way. Then he became amateur scouting assistant in 2016, did that 3 years. Then he was the assistant of player development in 2018 and 2019, assistant director of player development 2019 through 21. And then the director of player development the last three seasons, 22, 23, 24. And so when you look at him, when you look at Rob Serfolio, let me just sort of break it down. Again, I'm not giving him credit for the 2015 Guardians. I'm just saying that 2015 is when he joined the ranks, and that's when he began learning the way the Guardians do things and why. And he's been part of an operation that is just tremendous at developing players. So let me just drop this on you, okay? From 2015 through 2024, Cleveland ranked, let me see real quick, sorry, pardon me. Cleveland had the, what is it? The fourth best winning percentage. Sorry, you know me looking for my notes. So from 2015 through 2024, the Guardians had the fourth best winning percentage in the majors. Fourth. I mean, fourth. And you know what their average payroll has been? You take all the payroll rankings and you average it out from 2015 through 24. Their average payroll ranking was 23rd. They also ranked 25th or lower. 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, lower four times in those nine seasons. And yet they have the fourth best winning percentage since 2015. And their 20 postseason wins, you might think, well, what's a big deal about that? Well, it's kind of a big deal because that's sixth most wins in the postseason by any major league team over this time. The Guardians, because of their incredible player development and their ability to really develop pitching, identify and develop starting pitching in an exciting way. They keep coming up with guys. You scratch your head. Well, they didn't draft him very high. Who is he? He doesn't throw 98. Who is he? You know, they find one pitcher after another. Isn't that what the Cardinals need? Isn't that what they're going to have to kind of zone in on? And that's what Chaim Bloom is certainly going to do. So their 20 postseason wins, the Guardians, a lot of it because of pitching, since 2015, more postseason wins than the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Mets, the Rangers, the Padres, the Blue Jays, the Brewers, the Giants, and the Cardinals. There's some big boys on that list in terms of teams that spent a lot of money on payroll. And Serfolio has learned the way to do things. I mean, if you're going to set up a minor league system, if you're going to reestablish your minor league and your player development systems, you go with someone who knows what they're doing, someone who has worked with the very best in the business or close to it in this particular area of player development and minor league system and having everything you need to prepare your young players for early success in the major leagues, which the Guardians have also done. He, in addition to having a real eye for pitching, one of the things he's done for the Guardians, Serfolio, is that if you look at their rosters over during this time, and you just keep looking through them, go to Baseball Reference, man, they have signed so many players I always struggle to say how to pronounce this. You know, we're talking about the Latino nations, right? Just players from all over the place. The DR, Venezuela, Colombia, you know, on and on and on. They have really mined that talent field, and they have gotten a lot of gold out of it. And that's something where the Cardinals have been absolutely lacking in recent years. So that's another plus. So I think this is a heck of a hire. I think it's a wonderful hire, and it bodes well for what Chaim Bloom is going to be doing. I think that this is the start of exactly where they need to go. This is the beginning. Chaim Bloom was number one. This is step number two. And so Rob Serfolio is, again, I love this about Bloom. Bloom's empowering him. I mean, Bloom's not just kind of like, well, I'm going to try to do everything. No, he was tasked to rebuild this farm system and player development system. And to do that, you need really good people helping you carry this out. And these two guys are clearly going to be on the same page. But now Rob Serfolio is going to go out and he's going to make his own hires. As the Cardinals said in their release, and it's true, Rob Serfolio is going to begin a search for a farm director and director of performance to join the organization and they've already promoted some other people, or they have brought in some other people in terms of baseball development and analytics and new manager of video technology. They've already just moved people in or moved them up. The brightest minds they have in this operation, they've moved them up into more important roles. So in other words, they're going to have better people running things in these areas. And that's really, really important. This also reflects Heim Bloom. This is not a John Mozeliak move. These are all Heim Bloom moves, okay? And he's off to a great start, just a great start. You know, if you look at the Guardians farm system this year, number five at Baseball America, and I was reading through some past farm system rankings, and Baseball America, to me, is the best at this. And one thing they said, I'll just give you the short version. They basically said, and Baseball America is really good at this, they basically say they basically always underestimate the pitching that they have in their minor league system, in their player development system. Because a lot of the guys that have come to the big leagues and done a great job, you know, are not kind of like, oh, he's the top seven overall prospect. They find gems, right? And even Baseball America, who's as knowledgeable about this as anybody from a media standpoint, they say, well, yeah, they keep finding pitching, much to our surprise, but now we're no longer surprised. They're really good at this. And basically, the last 4 or 5 years, the Indians have been, if I was reading the chart correctly, anywhere from 10th to 5th. And Baseball America's summary of their player development system was that, you know, if you go back quite a ways, the Guardians are at worst always really in the solid middle, but often much higher than that. In other words, they know what they're doing. And now the Cardinals have landed a terrific new man to help Heim Bloom create a new Cardinals minor league system and player development system. And they're going to get smart again. The other thing I wanted to say about this is that I sent some text messages out to some of the sources I have who know all about this stuff. And I was told adamantly that the Cardinals, you know, Rob Serfolio wasn't just going to leave Cleveland. Now, his path may have been blocked as far as running the organization at any time soon. But Serfolio had a great job there, and he was highly valued by the Cleveland franchise. He wasn't just going to come here for a title. Obviously, that's part of the appeal, because now he's going to be the boss of all the minor leagues and, you know, just overseeing the whole thing along with Heim Bloom. But I'm told that they made a really good offer. I'm talking about financially. They paid him in a way that showed him how excited they were to hire him and how much they value what he is going to do for them. And his salaries reflect that. And I think that that's also a good sign. They didn't take the easy way out. They didn't take the cheap route to get this done. They went in and got the guy that Heim Bloom said, that's the guy. 32 years old. He's got a proven track record and all the things we need. He comes from a franchise that knows exactly what they're doing when it comes to player development. And they're ahead of all but a couple three major league franchises over that time. There is as good as anybody at this. Maybe in a given year, someone else is a little better. The Cleveland Guardians with player development and identifying talent and preparing talent for the major leagues, there is as good as anyone in baseball. And it's been like that for a long time, which is why they win at such a high level, despite having modest payroll rankings. Oh, you mean it's not all about spending money? What do I holler about all the time? Heck no. It's about what's between the ears. I know I'm redundant saying that, but that message needs to be reinforced. So I think it's a really great start, to say the least. You can tell that I'm pretty fired up about it. And, you know, when you can recruit talent like this, 32-year-old guy with this enormous experience and enormous success in his field, only 32 years old, when you can identify and recruit that kind of talent and your name is Chaim Bloom, thank you, Chaim Bloom. The Cardinals got their man, and I've been talking about that since the moment he was brought in as an advisor. This guy can lead them back because he knows exactly what to do, much in the spirit, much in the formula that Jeff Luhnow did here in St. Louis when Bill DeWitt hired him. So this is a good day for the Cardinals, and we'll be back later to talk about John Jay coming home. I like that move too, but it's intriguing for some other reasons. So look for another video a little later in the day because I've got a couple of commitments before then, but I promise you I will get to that. If I forgot anything, I can always backfill later on Robert Serfolio, but this is a hell of a hire by Chaim Bloom and the St. Louis Cardinals.